The Guardian's Martin Chulov is on the line. He's in Jordan. Martin, what's the situation like there?
It's a tense calm throughout Amman, the capital, and it has been like this for a couple of weeks. We're seeing weekly organised protests here, mostly on a Friday to coincide with Friday prayers. However, all eyes have been on Egypt in the last week or so, certainly in the last few days, and it does appear that the absolute authority, the unchecked authority of the kingdom here, has been undercut in some ways. People are now talking about the kingdom being held more accountable. They're looking at Egypt and they're seeing a priest here, and there's a lot of talk about how that may follow on the streets in Jordan.
So you say all eyes have been on Egypt. What's the general verdict amongst the public there? Is it the support for the protests?
Oh, there's very much a lot of support on the street for the protests. I mean, there have been calls for economic and political reforms for a long time. In fact, there were street demonstrations, protests on a small scale here, well before the Tunisian uprising, which predated what happened in Cairo. So there's very definitely support for the protests in Egypt, and a lot of interest in the implications that they will have here in emboldening a protest or an activist movement in Jordan.
And you mentioned earlier that there's demonstrations planned for tomorrow. What can we expect from those? What's the plan?
Difficult to know. We're looking at an organised march at this point in downtown Amman. They have been happening for the last 4 weeks. There are going to be all eyes on these demonstrations tomorrow to see if there's any more of a spontaneous element to them rather than being organized by opposition groups here. In the last few weeks, there have been 3,000 to 4,000 people. The authorities here are preparing for a much larger demonstration. There is a security presence on the streets. As yet, no panic, but certainly a lot of trepidation about what tomorrow may bring.
And obviously difficult to predict numbers, but do you have any kind of steer on how many might be out on the streets tomorrow and how that would compare to the previous demonstrations? And is there an element of perhaps being inspired by the events in Egypt?
I think there's very definitely an element of drawing inspiration from Egypt, no doubt about that. There have also been some attempts to replicate the mobilization of opposition forces, different people who just want to take to the streets to express their needs, their claims. So there's been a lot of use of social media, a lot of talk among the society itself, and even in old media here. So people are preparing for a significantly larger demonstration here than the 3,000 to 4,000 we've been seeing in the past weeks.
Okay, well, we'll watch and see what happens. And thanks very much, Martin.
You're welcome.